from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
In the age of the smartphone, worldwide PC shipments have seen a decline. But is there hope for a change in this trend? The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. PC shipments have declined 5.2% in the second quarter, but there may be some signs of improvement. Let's get straight to the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Don Clark, who joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Don.
Hello there.
So personal computer shipments, they fell again in the second quarter, but how did this compare to declines of recent periods?
Yeah, we've gotten used to this now. It's the seventh consecutive quarter of declines for the market, which is not good news for anyone. But there are some signs that this is kind of not as bad as it had been, and there's some glimmers of optimism. This time, International Data Corp said shipments fell 4.5%. Gartner had it down 5.2%. You know, that's a lot better than the last quarter when one number was 11.5% decline and another was 9.6% decline. So the rate of decline is falling, and this was a little bit better than expectations.
What led shipments to rise, though? Any companies in particular doing well?
There are some companies doing well, which is kind of surprising. One of the companies doing well has been Dell, which surprisingly has become the number one PC maker in America, which happened last quarter. Most people don't think about that. HP was for many years the number one. And some people think this is because Dell went private and it's now better able to spend money on PCs and go after low-margin sales that the Wall Street analysts didn't really like them going after. So they've been pretty aggressive lately. Surprising, though, HP is actually doing a little better. It has said it won't compete for some of those sales, but it actually had a better quarter in the June quarter, too. It seems like they had some inventory problems that they seem to work through. So those are among the companies that are doing well.
Gotcha. And, you know, you think of this realm, you think of Apple leading the charge. How is that factoring in? How are Macs selling?
Apple has not been doing well, at least in this current quarter. Gartner had the shipment decline at 4.9%, while IDC had shipments down 8.3%. I think there's a general sense that Apple has been kind of had its eye on smartphones and other products more than the Mac lately, and they kind of need a refresh of some of the key models there. I think the popularity with Mac zealots is still remains, but they need a little bit more excitement. Another thing is just it's kind of working to the industry's disadvantage is that PCs are just lasting longer than they used to. So people are keeping them going. That's a sign that they're making better equipment. But if you don't upgrade your PC, these companies don't get a sale.
And where do you see this going? Do you see this trend continuing?
I think we're going to hit a sort of a plateau for the PC market. You know, these are primarily work tools, you know, and the consumers may be spending his money on different things for play and entertainment and walking around, but you know, people who do work generally need a PC. So the market won't go away. It's just, I think it's kind of reaching a plateau as companies kind of figure out what they need and individuals kind of just gradually upgrade their existing machines when they need to.
Very good. We'll leave it at that. Don Clark, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Very good. Thanks.
And that'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.